Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. We're talking this week about ground rules. And I opened this on Monday talking about my 14-year-old daughter and the fact that she's about to start dating boys, and I'm wondering how that's going to play out. And my thought is that I am going to lay down some ground rules when the time comes. My anticipation for this is sometime within the next month or two that that's going to happen. And we talked a little bit about making sure you communicate. Yesterday, we got into the idea of setting expectations. Today, I want to talk about providing direction. When you're going to be working with somebody, somebody joins your organization, you're hiring someone to take care of or to do some work in your house, or any relationship where you seem to have an upper hand in the situation, you want to be very, very clear about the actions that you're looking for. So it's laying out it's setting expectations, but it's going above just setting the expectations to providing direction. Don't assume that you have understanding just because you're telling people what you're looking for. I almost think you have to provide examples of the behavior you want. So the thought I have is, if looking at the example that I used with my daughter and the boy that she's dating or will be dating, the behavior I'm looking for is the expectation is that I want this person to walk my daughter to the front door and check in with me before he leaves. Okay, so now he has some very clear direction. So if I give them the direction and they don't follow through, then I know there's a problem. But if I am so clear as to what I want the action to be, right, then that should really help things along. So if you're hiring a new employee and this person's coming to work for you, and let's say it's an assistant for you, there's certain things that you're looking to have done. And let's say every day you want a breakdown of the agenda for tomorrow printed out and on your desk by 5 o'clock. Right before this person leaves for the evening. That's pretty clear, okay? And it's one of those things, it's either you do it or you don't. But you're providing direction, and there's not much more you can do. And if they choose not to go with what you're telling them to do, okay, then there has to be some consequences, and that's where we pick up tomorrow. If you're not listening to the 90-Second Navigator each day, you can subscribe on iTunes or on Stitcher. It's always good to have a coach to keep you moving in the direction you want to go in life. And I'm just asking you for that opportunity. Let me be that person for you and just get there by committing. Join me for a few minutes a day. And if you do that, what I'm going to try to do for you is keep you on that path towards reaching your goals in life. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose. And out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges. Clear your mind. Use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. We're going to talk about consequences and follow through. But for today, I just want you to look at those people that you have an influence over. And I want you to ask yourself, are you providing enough direction? If you lay down in black and white what your expectations are, you tell them specifically how to fulfill those expectations, you don't leave much to chance after that. They should be good at following through with what you're asking. If you want to take a deeper dive on any of this, just go to my website at joelbrookman.com and sign up for the weekly discussion.